It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the long wait's finally over. Golf's first major of the year is this weekend. Golfers are headed to San Francisco to tee off, and there's no better way to join the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate golf's first major of the year, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering special odds and promotions all weekend long, and all new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Every day of the tournament, DraftKings Sportsbook is boosting your profits by 30%. All you have to do is opt in and place a bet. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and make sure you use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Just enter code KSN when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, and it's time to welcome in Ross Tucker. And it's time for Tucker's Tape. How you doing today, Ross?
You know what, Jim? I am doing well. I kind of liked how the Big Ten released the schedule. It makes it seem like it's going to happen. And if it does, I'll be thrilled. That would be awesome. So I've got some positive vibes. I know when we get to Ask Ross a little bit later, people have some questions for me there, whether it's about the schedule or Micah Parsons or whatever. So we'll get to that a little bit later. But man, it's been raining 2022 commits, Jim. So even though these guys can't sign for like a year and a half, there's a lot of excitement about the 2022 class. I know there was some consternation. You know, the 2021 class got off to a slow start. People were worried about it. Well, it seems like, at least to this point, Penn State is making amends, especially at the skill positions, with the 2022 class. It's pretty exciting what's happened over the last week to 10 days.
Right. If you're a Penn State fan, recruiting is one of the things that keeps you excited during the offseason. So let's get right into it, Ross. Let's start with Caden Saunders. He's 5'11", 170-pound, wide receiver out of Ohio, of all places. And the comparison that people keep making for him is, he looks like Hamler. What do you say from him?
Well, there's certainly some similarities with Caden Saunders and KJ Hamler. And I just want to make one point quick before I forget, Jim, which is that, you know, they now have a commitment from a quarterback, from a receiver and a tight end. You know, if they get Anthony Ivey from Manheim Township in that class, that's another receiver. He's more of a speed, deep play guy. And then Nick Singleton, the running back from my neck of the woods, Governor Mifflin High School in Reading, Pennsylvania. You know, they could have a great skill position class and three of them be within 35 minutes of each other in Pennsylvania with Bo Prabula as well as Singleton and Ivy. But who knows? I mean, Singleton and Ivy have a lot of choices, so we'll see what happens there. As for Saunders, dynamic with the ball in his hands. He is terrific at finding running lanes and traffic, making guys miss. He really is a natural slot route runner, right? So when he's running a crossing route, they try to give him the ball. You know, his high school wants to get him the ball in space so he can make plays. So out of the slot, he'll run a crossing route, which is, you know, not too far, just right in front of the quarterback, just to get the ball in his hands. He'll run the quick outs. When they get in the red zone, they'll have him run corner routes, which is very effective because the corner on the outside kind of has to sit on the outside receiver. So that corner route against the guy covering him in the slot, Saunders has been able to eat them up. major return ability for Saunders. I mean, he's a guy that will be in the mix to be Penn State's return guy when he gets there. He's got smooth hands. And when I say that, I mean, it just looks like it comes naturally for him. He's not fighting it. Soft hands. He kind of just sucks in the ball as it gets to him. And the one thing I like, and you know how I am, Jim, he is a willing and feisty blocker. And that's important to me because college football is tough. College football, you are stepping up your game to the next level. And I just want to know that you got the dog in you, that you've got some fight in you. So I agree with you. He did remind me of KJ Hamler. You know, you never feel great about putting that type of awesome player comparison on a high school sophomore. You know what I mean? Like, but that's the style of player he is. I'm not saying he's going to be KJ Hamler, but if you're trying to get a visual, that's the type of player that he is. You know, I don't know what his raw speed is. He's fast. I don't know if he's lightning fast. He's obviously undersized. Good player. I gave him an 8.1.
You were asking about his speed. I did see somewhere he was listed at 4.43 for his 40. That seems pretty fast, especially for just a sophomore. Next up, and we have three to get to, so let's move on. Jerry Cross, tight end out of Wisconsin, listed at 6'6", 200 pounds. I also saw him listed somewhere else at 218, so perhaps he's already begun that filling out process. Although Penn State lists him as a tight end, he looked like he played wide receiver most of the time in his tape.
Well, and this actually almost goes back to the question I get asked about Nolan Rucci's older brother, Hayden Rucci, all the time. The reality is every tight end Penn State takes, Theo Johnson, Tyler Warren, now Cross, they're all receivers. I mean, they're all high school receivers. That's the position that they play. He has ideal size, length, and growth potential. So he's got that frame. Whether he's 200 or 218, Penn State will get him up to 230 to 240, maybe even more than that with the frame he has. And size is like how big you are, how tall you are. Length is how long your arms are. Growth potential is kind of how wide you are and can fill out. He is a willing blocker, which you need to have that. If they're going to be a receiver that you're bringing in to play tight end, they got to be a willing blocker. But what jumps out to me, tremendous body control to make adjustments to the ball, including coming back for underthrown balls. I mean, his quarterback really made him work, Jim, and he was able to do it. It was impressive. He showed impressive yard after the catch ability when he would catch the ball like on a slant, and then speed. I mean, he had speed to take some of these catches to the house. He's not just a body control or jump ball guy. Now, look, he high points the ball extremely well, meaning when there's traffic, he goes up and he's able to use his size and length to catch the ball over top of kids' heads, which is great. But he's also able to catch it on a slant and take it to the house, make somebody miss. He is a stud. He's an excellent prospect. I gave him an 8.4. Really, really impressed by Jerry Cross. And again, I feel like you almost have to say with all these 2022s, Jim, that you hope they can hold on to him. I mean, it's a long time before they even have a chance to sign. But here's a kid from Milwaukee. Here's a kid right in Wisconsin's backyard that Penn State was able to get. And he is an absolutely dynamic football player. Excellent, excellent prospect. I can't wait to watch his junior video if there is any.
Well, I'll tell you what, 8.4, that's a high rating from on the Ross Tucker scale. All right, let's get to the quarterback, Bo Pribula. Interesting, Caden Saunders, we compare him to KJ Hamler, Jerry Cross. We relate him to the previous tight ends at Penn State. Bo Pribula, everyone seems to compare him to Trace McSorley. What struck me, Ross, was he's 6'2", 200 pounds. He's already pretty big for a kid who's just a sophomore in high school.
Yeah, he definitely is thicker than McSorley was at that stage. I got to tell you, Jim, I love this kid. It took me a little bit of time. if you guys, if the listeners go in and you watch his video, give it time. Because when I watched him, I thought, okay, he's got a good arm, but it's not a great arm, right? And because when you watch some of these other guys, even like Micah Bowen's arm, or you see what Justin Fields' high school video was like, it's not that. Okay, it's not. He's got good speed, but he's not like electric, right? He's not really fast. But the more you watch him, this kid is an absolute warrior and a competitor. Like, I got chills watching him. And then when I watched his commitment video, it gave me even more chills when they say they wear black shoes and white helmets. Oh my gosh. I wanted to kill somebody. I wanted to kill a human being watching Bo Prabula's commitment video when they talked about Penn State football coming out of the tunnel and he commits. Good for him, man. This kid, the more you watch, the more you love him. First of all, he's fast, but he's not lightning fast, but he refuses to go down. He will not go down. I mean, he's out there chucking kids, stiff-arming them, running them over. Now, I hope Penn State will tell him, hey, like, we don't want to take all those shots. But, wow. I mean, I just love the fight in him. And it's he only played in 8 games last year. And his video's longer than it should be. It's like 10 minutes. But, like, to have that many good plays that are worth being on a highlight video and only playing 8 games. He's undersized a little bit, but you know what, Jim? You look at Penn State and the kids they've offered him, it's almost like the prototype now, you know? Like being 6'6", 6'1", and mobile is almost like the prototype. He runs the RPO zone read plays very well, so he's a natural fit for what they do. He gets the ball out quick, which I liked. He throws the ball very well on the move. And he is absolutely Trace McSorley-like. I wrote that down. You know, again, you don't want to put that on a kid, but that's who he reminded me of. He reminded me of Trace McSorley. And I even love his defensive reps, you know, his instincts to pick off passes, his physicality when he's hitting people. Man, I'm so fired up that they got him.
And what's your ranking for him?
8.3.
Very good. And all these kids, Ross, I have to keep reminding myself watching those tapes. That's as a sophomore. What are they going to be as a senior in high school? So a lot of excitement for Penn State with the 2020 recruits. Stick around. We're going to do Ask Ross next.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
We may not have the final college football schedule for this season, but we do know if the teams play, tailgating will be available at GoPSURV. Their off-campus site, located minutes from the stadium, provides professionally cleaned RVs, bus service to and from the game, and a safe atmosphere for tailgating. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 to reserve your RV, or go to GoPSURV.com for details. DraftKings Sportsbook is offering special odds and promotions for the first major golf tournament of the year. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.